Hello, everyone, and welcome to what I think is, I literally looked it up like 10 seconds ago. I already forgot. I think it's week 14. I think that's what I just looked up of Roleplay Swan Song. How's it going? Hi. I'm really tired today. I don't know why JP. I'm so tired. I think it got cold as shit overnight in Texas. It dropped like, I think it was 80 degrees 48 hours ago, and today it's like 30.
Yeah, tell me about how cold that is, JP.
Well, when you're used to 80 degrees Fahrenheit, it's pretty fucking cold. I live in Montreal.
Yeah.
Smug piece of shit. It's quite...
Oh, we're getting started early, eh?
Well, I think we just have free reign to shit on you all night because we didn't play last week. Yeah. So
it's acceptable.
It is acceptable. I'm deeming it, so... But yeah, it was cold as shit. I don't think I slept that well, so I'm really tired. Anyways, let's go and start with Wheat. I don't know if you are lazy or you just got a new haircut and you're not styling your hair anymore, but I got to say, it looks different and it looks good. I'm proud of you.
Well, everyone I've seen the haircut, I'm like, no. See, this is a product of getting to San Francisco and then just getting, hair. I'm like, whatever. I started wearing the hat and I'm like, my hair needs to breathe a little bit. I need to not wear a hat. So I was just like, fuck it today. Yeah. I don't know, JP.
It looks kind of San Franciscan, but it looks good.
I did not do a fucking thing. I got out of the shower. I dried my hair out. I went like this, and then I'm like, boom, let's go. The day.
It looks like Dad Wheat. That's what we're going to call you from now on when it is Dad Wheat.
I'm okay with it. I was appreciating my shiny, nice, gray, silvery hair.
No,
and I'm
it,
like,
it looks
you
good.
Know,
you look good. It looks
I'm,
good.
I'm down with that. I'm down with that.
It's the way Magneto should have been.
Anyway, it's the way what?
It's the way Magneto should have been done in the X-Men movies.
There you go. Jeff is saying is pretty soon I'm going to have full control over fucking metal, and who knows what I'll do after that, JP.
Nice.
But we got some Swan Song to play first, so.
I like that I'm calling you like the hipster, and I'm sitting here with this fucking stupid like fashionista jacket on because it's
are you wearing a pea coat?
It's so fucking cold in this house you don't even realize. I have the heater like blaring right now and I'm freezing.
Oh my god.
And
guys.
I'm not the type of person to get cold.
Interesting.
Basically I'm dying is what I'm saying. My body can no longer produce
don't
heat.
Die, Jay.
Yeah. When did we first know?
We'll switch the screens so we could see what the roles are.
I know. Exactly. Adam, what's been going on with you?
I started playing Fallout 2 today. Again,
that sounds terrible.
I haven't played it since I was a kid, and I'm playing it on stream. It's pretty funny. It's the beginning of the game. The beginning of the game is so bad. Like, you're in a cave, and here's a spear. Have fun. This is what the game is going to be like.
No, man, the Fallout games are great. Rolls eyes.
Yeah, I heard you weren't into them.
I just like to shit on him because people love him so much.
Super edgy to do that.
Yeah, it's really edgy.
totally.
It keeps up. That's how I can wear this jacket. This jacket will go away if I like don't shit on Fallout once a day. It's part of the routine.
it's a magic jacket.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, so I don't know. Playing that. Also playing Monster Hunter 4, which is the fucking shit. I got a
is
hammer.
It?
I've been hitting monsters in the face.
Is that on
what level are
three,
you?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Have you been playing with peoples in the interwebs?
I'm gonna wait until I'm not as incompetent and have better gear. I just finished my Jaggy armor.
But you know what, Adam? Then you're gonna go in and they're gonna be that guy that you should be now, and you're gonna be like, God, fucking noob.
It's exactly like Dark Souls, where you either pair up with someone who somehow has this like intuitive understanding of the whole game and you can just follow them through the boss fight, or it's just some idiot who wanders off in a random direction. You're like, where are you going, jackass? Well, yeah. Okay, I guess I might as well just be single playering this shit.
Me and Weed
so
had
I wanna,
some,
I don't
wanna
be
monster,
that guy.
We had some Monster Hunter adventuring.
We did.
I watched you guys play that.
It was fun.
I feel like Monster Hunter is the kind of game that either you like and get because you like weird,
hyper
complicated.
Polarizing.
Yeah, hyper complicated.
It looks stupid
Japanese
as shit.
Games.
You guys chase this bird monster around these different places, and I think you guys are either underleveled or not
like
utilizing your weapons.
Minutes.
But it took fucking forever.
The thing is, it doesn't matter because there's no levels, right? Like you make gear, and sometimes it just takes like 20 minutes to fight a monster. And if you don't do it right, if you don't like hit him in the face enough times, you don't get the thing you need to get your better. Like it's
exactly.
a gear chase.
Exactly.
But it's really fun. and I'm super into
it. It was an hour I watched them do this. And it's like 30 minutes in, and I'm like, well, I got to fucking see this through.
And that's what it's like.
I'm invested now.
That's what it's like. It's like doing, yeah, you can't get away. You're just like, cool, all right, I just need four more King's Frills, and each one takes you like 20 minutes to get.
Yeah, the King's Frills are a lot. You got to hunt the great Jaggies, man.
Jaggies.
So I'm all decked out in my pink gray Jaggy armor now.
After playing for like 4 hours, JP's like, we, you can only get the great Jaggies in single player.
That was in Monster Hunter 3, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
they took out all the underwater shit in Monster Hunter 4.
Yes,
but
did.
I still have to play it on a fucking Wii, or on a 3DS, so I'm not going to pick it up. I'm going to wait till they eventually port it over to the Wii U in like 3 years. And they're like, all right, it's time.
We'll be like, all right, yay. Final time. Fantasy 15 came out yesterday, and we've got Monster Hunter on the Wii.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Sorry. That too soon.
Too soon. Exactly. Cool. Yeah. Let us know who's like the big bad in Monster Hunter 4. Who's like the Alterian? Is that what fucking was?
Oh, gee, I don't know. I've just been fighting the same fucking raptor dude over and over and over.
Oh, the Jaggies? The great Jaggy?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Jaggies, raggies, baggies, whatever you got, I'll take them. All your raptors.
There's a lot of Aggies in there with some letter thrown in front of them.
Saggies, I think they're in the new one.
I never seen the Saggies before. I never seen the Saggies. No, the show's not canceled because we're talking right now, Gerber. And come on, man, come on.
You're watching it. You're watching the show.
The man responsible for last week's cancellation. We got to know how the date goes, Steven.
It was good.
Did it carry on to Valentine's Day?
No, I took a mulligan this Valentine's Day, you know.
As you should.
Yeah. This was not the Valentine's Day to go on dates.
Then be like, wow.
Having a date on Monday and then Valentine's Day, it can't be awkward for both people like that. Right. That's not fair. Yeah. It's not fair. Like,
time to drop a dime on this date.
Oh, that did not happen. No, so I went out on Monday because I had in my calendar Swan Song Thursday. And JP texts me in the middle of it. He's like, Swan Song ? I was like, oh, fuck. I probably made exactly that face that people had on Twitter all the time. Like, it was great.
You kind of have to make it.
Can we ask questions?
She's super cool. And we had, like, dinner and drinks. And then
about roleplay Swan Song?
Exactly. How
I did tell her about roleplay Swan Song.
And what was her reaction?
Guys, his job is a lead level designer for a Warhammer 40k RPG.
Doesn't matter if he's the DM of a show that is streaming a tabletop RPG that'll never be topped in the nerd.
No, yeah. it's
you
true.
You think so?
I think that's well, he's not the GM of the show. But,
no, if he was LARPing.
Yeah, if it was a live, no, if it was
the
like,
only thing,
kind of, like, furry LARP that we were doing live with
that's
like
the
Hammerman
next evolution of roleplay.
It.
I need to talk to you guys.
Oh, no.
I gave it away.
Squirrels are doing a raid without me.
I
God
can't
damn
wait
it
to put on so many dresses and wigs.
I'm almost done my wolf costume, you guys.
So what was the reaction?
So I actually made this today in honor of my going on a date and talking about roleplay. I'm going to paste it in chat.
Oh.
It's one of those Fifty Shades of Grey memes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then at the very end, it's just a picture of us all playing Maid RPG.
There you go. Now, is the young lady watching tonight? Did you tell her to watch the show and
no.
go on a date?
I didn't want to move it too fast.
Okay, that's an
excellent decision.
That seemed a little aggressive, but I'm actually going to see her on Friday again, so, you know.
Okay. I was about to say, if you say Saturday, Steven, I was about to fucking kill you.
Yeah, midday Saturday, got a date. It's going to be great.
Dates,
you know.
Mondays, Thursdays, and Saturdays every week for the rest of the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So that's
cool. Cool. Also,
that's what's been in my mouth.
There you go. Well.
Wow.
Get out of here.
I was going to promote being everything else, but now just fuck it. Just fuck
do
it.
Do it for me, yeah. JP. Besides, if Twitter is any indication, the show is just me and me anyway. So
nice. That's very true. It is it's the Adam Coble Show presented by Adam Coble, starring Adam Coble and Adam Coble. It's great. No, if you want to watch Being Everything Else, it's Steven and Adam's show. It's up on my YouTube channel right now. I think you guys are going to do it every other Friday. Is that right?
Yep.
That's the plan. So not this Friday, but next Friday. Which works, yeah, because I won't be at PAX East, so that works. But yeah, if you want to learn how to DM and have different topics talked about in 2-hour format, go check it out. Last but not least, one Jeff and Guitar Robinson. We're just going to get straight to the good stuff. How was that sing-along this weekend?
Oh, Christ. So it's Anna's birthday, and she loves that shit. Like, she's been to Disneyland so many times.
I feel like I've seen you tweet, I'm at Disneyland with Anna, over 70 times since I've known you.
Yeah. And it's not every time she goes, JP. Oh, my God. She goes without me, too. So she's reached such a high level of Disney that it's blasé to do the, you know, Space Mountain or whatever. She likes to do all of the little shits, the little things. And normally, when it's not her birthday or Valentine's Day, I'm like, yeah, you can go do that. I'll go do normal things. But on her birthday or Valentine's Day, she's like, I want to get face painted and then do the children's sing-along Frozen tent. And I go, okay,
yes, dear.
Let's do that. And she's like, will you get a snowman on your cheek? And I go, no, I will not.
Oh. I am doing a
sing-along. Yeah, fuck that. We all right. All right, I got to draw lines. It's face paint this time. Next time, it's do you want to, like, skydive or some shit? And then I'll like, kill myself.
Oh, so it's a slippery slope
face
situation
paint
for you.
Skydiving.
That's the level of escalation right there. Face paint followed by skydiving.
That's how it works. I've heard the stories. So, no. It wasn't that bad, actually. Disney knows they're just so high quality in everything they do. Like, it's very childish, obviously, but they sneak in a few adult jokes. So it wasn't that bad. I'm mostly joking. Disneyland's awesome, but again, with Anna, it's super intense. Like, it's like, okay, park opens at 9, closes at 2 a.m. So we should be able to do everything twice. and I'm just like, like walking around, face beaten down on me. You know, like,
do you guys get the passes where you? You like skip the queue, or you get a queue in the morning, and then you go back, or some shit like that.
She has like a premium season pass that's good enough. You get fast passes, but you have to
maybe
even those are fine for.
I was very surprised when I was at Disney, whatever one's in Anaheim after a BlizzCon or MLG or some couple years back. I was like insanely impressed and just like holy shit, I can't believe this exists. That you can go into Disneyland or Disney World at like 9 a.m. and get in line for a thing. Like, you basically swipe and get like a ticket to come back, and it's supposed to be like faster. But this starts at like 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Because of how backed up they are, because everyone buys the other passes. So,
they're
like,
crazy,
if you get there like 8 a.m., you can ride the ride at 5 p.m.
Yeah. It's a game unto itself. And in that game, Anna is like Obi-Wan Kenobi. So, it's if you are a Disney person, it's great to go with her because she's like, the master. So
has she gone on a Disney cruise yet?
Not yet.
Dude.
But they just came out with the Star Wars one, so now we actually have to go.
Oh,
basically.
Shit.
You know what? Like, we went on a Disney cruise, and it was fucking amazing, and I'm ready to go on another one. So
let's all go on
sync
the Star Wars
sync
one.
Sync it up.
Yep.
Role play Disney
that's
cruise.
What I'm
can we cosplay? Can we cosplay?
Do
it.
Dude, we
I
can do
it.
Anything.
Do
we can
I
do,
need an excuse to buy a lightsaber.
It'll be
so.
Amazing.
I'd be Emperor Palpatine. Just wouldn't wear any suntan lotion and a black, just like scar up my face. You want this, don't you? So that was fun. She turned 30, and she's handling with great grace. She's still super hot, so it's all good there. Other than that, since Steven went on a date, I can also report. I won a Warhammer tournament, which is one tournament too late to revive Dark Heresy, unfortunately.
Yep. Yeah.
But let's do this. I will tell you guys, if this next weekend is the LVO, which is the Las Vegas Open, the biggest Warhammer tournament ever. 276 players coming from all over the planet. It's basically the Super Bowl of Warhammer. If I win that, I will fly to Total Biscuit's house and strong arm him into playing Dark Heresy. And he'll be like, I've got cancer. And I'll be like, I don't care, Total Biscuit. I won a big Warhammer tournament that's not related at all.
If you win LVO,
yeah,
I will run Dark Heresy for you.
Fantastic. There you go, guys. So no big deal.
Hey, Jeff,
if you win
this competition, I'll play Frix.
Okay.
Frix Pilgrim. Yep.
All right, guys.
Done deal.
If Jeff wins this tournament, I will collect the money from the stream called Dark Heresy and also run it perhaps.
Very good.
We'll see.
Joking aside, though, I'm actually number two in the ITC, which is like the rankings for all of Warhammer right now. I with that win, it jumped me way up. And this tournament's the final in the season of ITC, so that's why it's the Super Bowl. So there's both winning the tournament, which is a really big deal, and placing the highest in ITC. So if I might not win the tournament, but if I place higher than the other four or five guys that are threatening to win this whole thing, I could win one of the biggest prizes in the history of Warhammer as well, which they're keeping under wraps. I don't know what it is. It's not going to be like $50,000, nothing like that, but it'll be
a lot of money. Because they're fucking like $1 million to buy one, right? No, not
that's
Titan.
Been done.
Is Titan the big one? I'm thinking EVE Online.
Oh, no, your Titans are right. There's okay.
It's going to be 8th edition Codex, Jeff.
Oh, God. From the future? That'd be amazing.
They're going to be like, here you are, Mr. Robinson.
So is this the final tournament to decide those rankings?
Yes, for the season, yeah.
Okay.
Their inaugural season, so. Wish me luck. Just collectively push it out there. I'll be tweeting it and stuff and giving reports. And if you're in the Vegas area, it's at the Flamingo. So that's where I'll be Thursday through Sunday.
This week?
This weekend.
Cool. Well, I'll be paying attention. I'll retweet or anything if I see it. When can we expect? Well, I guess if you don't know when you'll.
I'll know by Sunday.
Sunday is the end day? Okay.
Yeah, the way these work, though, is like it's super cutthroat. You're going to play six games no matter what. But if I lose two games, there's no chance for me to win whatsoever. So if you lose one game, there's a chance, but it's dependent on how everybody else does. So you basically have to go, well, I need to go 6-0, and then you're put into a bracket that is a single elimination bracket. And I can't remember how many players, but it's pretty intense. It's pretty awesome. I'm really excited.
Good luck.
Good luck. We all wish the best of luck.
You'll need it.
Adam. How long was that? 21 minutes, not bad. Actually, it was only like 15.
9 minutes or something.
Yeah, something like that. Pretty good. Pretty good, guys. We did a good job. Let's actually...
Good banter.
Hold on. We're not done. What are you drinking? Is that an Imperial Stout IPA?
It is.
What's the percentage?
9.9.
Okay. Shit, maybe I should go drink. All right. Let's play, Adam. I'll continue this thought process.
Yeah.
Internal
Put a bin in the beer one. We'll pick it up after the next break.
There you go.
All right. Well, we are T-minus 13 hours to the utter destruction of the planet Andoni. You guys are still, I think, at the end of the last session, still split up into two teams. Piani and Higgs have just left the science center, thanks to some quick thinking and popping and dropping. So it's you two and Miss Mesa, the ship's XO and chief science officer. So you're in the science deck and just kind of have made your way away from a big crab robot that tried to shoot up the place. And then meanwhile, down in the core, or having just left the core, I guess, are Prosper and Mr. Sicarian, who have come face to face with the entity responsible for the hijacking of the ship, Herodin's Heart, which is a battleship equipped for planetary orbital bombardment, and now is under the control of an entity known as the War Mind. Really nice guy, totally friendly, super congenial.
As we're retreating from there, I guess I would open up a comm with the remainder of the group, like as many people as I can open it.
Yeah.
And I would just say, God, this is Mr. Sicarian. Prosper and I are returning from the core. Mission is a failure. It's not to be reasoned with. I have reason to believe it's hurting or strangling Pi in some way, shape, or form, but we need to get to the ship and prepare to get out of here. Andoni is as good as dead. I don't think we can stop it.
Adam, I'd like to make a Maltech roll to see if I can come up with any... Like, what I want to do is I want to contact... what's his name? Werner Herzog.
Oh, Mr. Ossuary.
Yeah, I want to contact Mr. Ossuary and like try to like basically just lay it out on the table and be like, you know, in case you hadn't figured it out, your ship has been taken over by a hostile AI that's going to blow up the planet.
Do we know if he's alive at all?
Not yet.
Okay.
And then be able to be like, so from my understanding of Maltech, here's how we could shut it down. So I'd like to make like a knowledge roll on Maltech to see if I could figure out like what, if anything, could stop Warmind at this point.
Define stop.
Well, like, how about we negotiate, Adam? If I get a 12 plus, you tell me how to stop him and keep him, like, contained. And if I get, like, a 10 plus, you tell me how to, like, kill him so that he's just gone. What do you think? What do you think, buddy?
I'll play your game. I mean, you have the Maltech skill for a reason.
Oh, right.
It's not great, though.
Wow, Steven's feeling lucky.
Let's see how you roll.
I'm pushing it. Let's see. Maltech. Don't I get points? I have unspent skill points. Can I just pop those in Maltech real quick?
Can't I points?
Yeah, can't I? Come on, that pointing is something you do. 2d6. Unmodified.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Nicely done.
Fucking rigged.
Alright.
Okay, it's a Kogan! Something has just struck me!
Yeah, you just a light bulb. Boop.
I wish I wouldn't have remembered this in the car!
So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot kind of going on here for you. I mean, first of all, based on where you're from, and we haven't really established how much of kind of a traditionalist you are in terms of your background with the Order of Annunciation or which of the like splinter political groups you belong to within them. But there is an ethical question about the destruction of an intelligent mind, an AI in particular, because part of the Order of Annunciation's job is to shepherd and protect them.
Yeah.
I mean, the situation with the chariot was really literally like a kill or be killed situation, and weighing this like ancient war mind versus the entire population of Andoni is a decision that might be over your head in terms of rank. So that, above and beyond whether you can do it or not, that's a thing that's going to need to be considered. Like, if you do the wrong thing, the chances of you getting like court-martialed by the general is pretty high.
I'm okay with this. If Steven loses another character, basically, it's honestly an old hat.
Well, so that's the real question, right? Because you want to protect your own life. Because if you die, then you can't help anybody else with anything. And you've been specifically mandated to protect Pi, right? Not necessarily this surprise AI. So that being said, I mean, the optimal situation here would be to temporarily break the AI, right? To find a way into its computer system, put some brakes on it, take away its ability to control the ship, contain it, and take it somewhere it can be worked on safely, right? Not just randomly attaching it to a battleship.
I know just the place.
So that's a thing you could do. If you wanted to destroy it, yeah, I mean, literally destroying the ship would be the easiest way. Fly it into a sun, jump it into intentionally bad coordinates with the spike drive. But you'd need to maintain access to certain systems to be able to do that. Or you could just, like, physically blow up the ship. Like, detonating the ship's payload of Planet Buster bombs, no problem. Ship will just rip in half in warp space and you're good to go.
Well,
I mean,
a certain goal has been achieved at the expense of the entire party.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't ask me how can I destroy it and also get out alive, did you?
No. Well, like I was specifically asking how I could contain it, but
breaking it is a bit of a sin, but it's less of a sin than destroying it for sure. Right.
That's not going to be something I can accomplish on my own. So basically, I just turn to Sakari and I'm like, Monsieur Sakari, I know we can break this AI again. We need to contact Monsieur Ossuary and his associates as quickly as possible. And so, like...
I nod, say, how can I help?
God, jeez, I don't have any idea. I'd like to... I mean, do I know enough about Maltech to know how I could communicate without it hearing me, Adam?
That's not really a Maltech thing.
Okay, yeah.
Essentially, you can consider at this point, like based on what you've seen, now this doesn't necessarily mean it's 100% true for 100% of the ship, but based on what you've seen, anywhere on the ship that there's a speaker or a mic, it'll hear you. Anywhere there's a camera, it'll see you. I mean, you'd have to talk, like if the ship has anyone on it who is familiar with Maltech or has put in place some kind of like protocols for this stuff, there may be a safe place in the deck somewhere, on the ship somewhere, but you don't know enough about the ship's layout or any of its officers to know for sure.
I radio immediately to Piani and I say, Miss Peak, come in. This is Prosper, over.
Are we actually, we just left the science center?
Yeah, you guys remember there were drones and they were killing everybody, and you and Miss Mesa and Higgs ran away.
But we have comms.
Yeah, sure.
I hear ya.
I need the best. I need the best science officers this ship carries. I'm switching to German.
Apparently,
it just so happens we've got the. Oh, she's the science officer with us.
we need to rendezvous with you. Is there somewhere we can meet up? Is there, ask her if there's anywhere on the ship that is safe from this entity.
So
I'm assuming that like Sakarian and I are just like crawling through the halls or like have made it to a gravity area again and running.
Yeah. I just jumped you guys ahead to a place where you were getting away. Cause the war mind like could have attacked you with the drones, but you remember you got that partial success where he's like, cool, I'll just let you watch me kill all your friends and then we'll go blow up the planet.
Yeah.
So I ask her if she knows of any place where we could go.
Are you guys going to stop and have this conversation? Or are you just like trying to have it while you're running down the hall?
Are we still in danger?
You are always in danger.
Well, you're right about that. But is anything chasing us?
No, you guys ran the opposite direction, but it's going to be pretty soon that the drones will figure out that you left and communicate with other defenses on the ship.
Higgs, where the fuck should we go?
We're like running right now, so I guess I'm just going to continue running and we're trying to get to the swan song, you dumbass. Where else are we going?
Prosper, can you get to the swan song?
I have no idea. I think really hard about that, Adam.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a pretty good idea of the ship's layout and stuff.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you guys can, you can rendezvous with the swan song, it'll take some time.
How, it's like T-minus 15?
13.
Okay, and getting to the swan song will take an hour?
Probably like 1 or 2 hours, depending on the die roll. Okay.
So I radio back. First of all, I say, Mon Dieu! Piani, you are still alive! I saw you get killed! Mais, we're beyond that now. Very well. Rendezvous with the swan song. We need to move as quickly as possible. You said you have the scientist, the science officer, yes?
We do.
Ask him if he has anybody who can help him, anybody who knows anything about computers or Maltech. We need to put together a top team as quickly as possible.
Okay. By the way, we're escorting a she, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Prosper, you sexist prick.
Prosper's just, you know,
it's a girl.
Making assumptions.
It's a girl, you asshole. And yeah, I'll do my best.
My apologies. Very well. We will meet you there momentarily.
So I think Miss Mesa like grabs you, Piani, like pulls you guys into a side room, and you hear some like drones go by outside. You're like in a like little like maintenance closet with a couple of spacesuits. And she's like breathing hard and has like, what did he say? Where are we going?
He says we're going back to the ship, but we've got to put together, we've got to find anyone on the ship who knows computers or who can, what
ship are we?
We're going back to the swan.
We're gonna show you what a real ship looks like, lady.
She kind of squints at you. Well, you think it's safe there?
It's always safe in the swan song.
It's safer than this fucking broom closet that we're in.
Well, okay, I'll give you that.
Look, fine. We've got the most annoying person on it. No one is going to want to get on a ship with Woo. All right? It's safe, I promise you.
Fine. I mean, you got me out of that room. We can go to your ship. But what was he saying about science officer something?
The ship's been taken over. And we need the best of the best on the ship to try to, I guess, do something about it.
Yeah, so it depends, right? I mean, I'm the science officer, but I might not be able to help you. We need Oubliette. She'd know better than I will about what's going on.
Well, is she alive?
Madame Oubliette, she's a liaison. Fotenhauer Maltech Division. They don't technically exist. She looks at Higgs. She's like, you didn't hear me say that. And if it gets out...
I don't fucking care about it.
Yeah, we don't care about any of this shit.
Tell me where we find her.
In case of an emergency,
somewhere
she's
deep in the ship, Sakarian says, I don't care about this either.
Somewhere, she's with the captain. If there's an emergency, that's where she's supposed to go.
And where does captain go?
Shrugs. Captain goes where the captain wants
to
go.
Well, he left us in the dinner room, so should we just get back to the ship and we'll try to find him from there?
If you think that your ship is safe, I'll follow you there.
We can try to find him from there.
But perhaps Prosper and Mr. S could find him on the way back.
She just shrugs. She's like, "We got about a minute before this closet stops being a safe place to hide." So.
Yeah, we should go. We'll talk and walk. Walk and talk.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's go. So y'all take off down the hall. And so everybody's going to head to the Swan Song? Is that the plan?
Yeah.
At least for us, yeah. Us three.
Unless anybody were to call us and to ask us to get some people in the way.
Well, I know. I mean, you're on comms. You heard all of that.
Did I hear all of that?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, comm channel's open.
Sick. Okay, yeah. Like, I mean, I radio back. I say, Madame Science Officer, do you have any idea where Monsieur Ossuary and Madame Oubliette might be located?
She says, well, if Oubliette knew what was going on, she would have headed for the Corps unless the captain gave her orders otherwise.
She wasn't there.
Okay. Wait, what, you were... Oh, and she looks at Higgs. She's like, these are your friends. They were at the Corps. Well, you're lucky you're still alive.
Very much so.
Nanomachine defense system there is really, really finicky about who's allowed in the Corps. You're lucky.
Ma'am, we're not lucky. We're the fucking best in the universe. I told you this twice.
She looks at you, she's like, third time. She's like, well, all right, you got me one time. I'm with you there. Maybe you're the best. We'll see. If you can get us out of here, I'll concede that point.
All right, I'll hold you to that.
So, Oubliette, yeah, she would have headed for the Corps. The captain, knowing him, he likes to be in charge. He would have headed for the bridge.
Very well. We will try to attain the bridge, and then we will meet you at the Swan Song.
And you're still on Corps deck now, right?
I look around.
Yeah, I mean, there's yes. Like, a spray paint on the wall with these stencils. Okay, she's like, bridge is not on your way. Bridge is the opposite direction.
But it is quicker to go to the bridge and then go back to the Swan Song than it is to go to the Swan Song, to the bridge, and back to the Swan Song, no?
See, that's the thing. The captain's going to listen to me. You? It's a crapshoot.
Is there a convenient place for us to rendezvous?
Let's just meet at your ship, and then we'll talk about the bridge. We got
the
what?
The fucking captain's going to listen to you, Prosper.
I trust the science officer. It is often helpful to have a liaison in these situations. So, I will meet you at the Swan Song.
Okay. She looks at you two here in the closet. She's like, lead on, folks.
Sicarian, allons-y.
He has no idea what that means, but he just keeps going.
Okay. He's just referring to you by your first name, Alonzo. Alonzo Sicarian.
Right. There you go. It's okay. A great reveal. His name's Alonzo.
All right, so so it'll take y'all 2 hours to get from where you are to the bridge. Now you can shave time off that if you want.
The Swan Song
ship.
Bridge of the Swan.
Yeah, to the Swan Song. Sorry, yeah. Now if you want to take less time, you can. But I'm gonna get a luck roll from both teams to see how the trip goes.
If it, like we have a chance of taking more time if we fail the luck roll, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to take, like, if you want to, 2 hours is the baseline time. If you want to bypass the luck roll altogether, then it'll take even more time to get there. But you won't have to make the luck roll at all.
Got it.
Or and if you want to shave time off, then the luck roll will just be harder to succeed.
Do all four players make it?
No, just one person on each team.
What's your luck roll?
14.
Mine's 14 as well.
Remember, too, you owe me a fail.
Yeah.
All right, I'm making the roll.
I'll make it for ours.
Okay, so you just want to go on the baseline?
Okay. You roll first, Jeff. That's good, right? You want
higher? Yeah, that's great.
You want higher than your luck.
Hey!
Nice, well done.
Let it ride.
All right. So your luck holds, and it just takes the base.
Oh my God, this elevator takes us 5 minutes to the ship. This is incredible.
you didn't gamble. You just made the regular roll. So there are a few close calls where like Mesa like pulls you down a hallway and stuff, and you like or like areas where sections of the deck have just been like blown out into space, and they're like locked off, so you have to pick a different route. And it occurs to you kind of as you're making your way through the ship, like, I don't know, Prosper, maybe it occurs to you, or Sakarian, like, why the Warmind hasn't just emptied the ship of atmosphere altogether? Because it doesn't need any of you here. It's like, something's going on there where you're like, interesting. But eventually, you guys make it to different entrances. So one of you is on, like, the north entrance, and one of you is, or, like, the port entrance and the aft entrance to the docking bay, where there are the Swan Song and, like, three or four Photonhauer, like, fighter ships, and then where you saw all of the, like, ordnance being loaded into those ships by the crab robot things. Yeah, so you guys are outside the ship. You can look through the viewport and see, you can both see the Swan Song from opposite sides.
I scan for danger.
Using what exactly?
Using my danger scanner.
Oh,
using my eyeballs. I'm just, like, looking around, like, are there any of these crab monsters with bombs anywhere nearby?
Yeah. I mean, looking through, you can see they seem dormant. There are several, like, loader bots. It's the same chassis as the, like, Charlemagne-class, like, destroyer robots, but these ones have claws for arms instead of machine guns.
How many is several?
From your limited view, you can see three.
Okay.
But like I said, they seem dormant. They're just sitting there with their, like, claws on the ground.
Yeah. Good one, Warmind.
And are we approaching from a different direction then?
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole thing, like, the hangar is, like, maybe, like, I don't know, it's pretty big. It's like probably 600 or 700 meters across.
I mean, I just point through to the glass to Sakarian and say, "Monsieur Sakarian, they look dormant, but I'm not sure if they are truly or if Warmind is playing a trick."
Best to prepare for the worst. I would just assume we can try to find an angle where they don't necessarily see us, get as close to the ship as possible, and if I can get my armor and weapon, then we should be fine.
Yeah. I agree. Can I, like, make a tactics roll to try to find a safe path
I'll
through
help
this
him.
Space?
Sure, yeah.
Hang on, I'm helping, and I help.
Okay, so you get a bonus plus one.
Make tactics.
Yeah, Higgs, you've got tactics too, right?
I do.
Okay, do you want to do the same on your side?
Sure. What is tactics based off? Int?
Intelligence, yeah.
Intelligence. 8.
Damn.
Okay, cool. So you both like scope out the route between the crates and, like, the stacked up ordnance and stuff. Some little, like, fighters laid out on the deck. Mm. Yeah, and you can see the Swan Song sitting out there.
I guess as I look at it, I go over the comms and I'm calming Wu. Just like, Wu, are you there? Everyone's dead. Please come in, quick. Are you there?
Okay, so yeah, Wu comes back on the comms. He's like, everyone's dead? What, you're still alive?
Wu, I'm the last remaining survivor.
So it's just you and me now, Higgs.
Why are you so calm about this, Wu?
It's like, where are you?
Is it safe to come on the ship?
He's like, well, I mean, technically, being on this ship at all is never safe, but...
God damn it, Will, are there other people on the ship?
He's like, it's just me and this crazy computer, man.
Okay, all right, I'll be there soon.
Okay, I will see you eventually. Don't die on the way.
All right, I won't. Have some pie ready for me.
Pie?
Huh. Yeah. Okay. Okay, like, I radio over to Piani. I'm like, Piani... Shall we go on the signal? Yes, 3, 2, 1, go! And I push open the
that's
door.
That's not the signal!
And I start running through, like...
I then my signal is to pop it and throw a flare, like, as far away
just
from
run
the location.
Throw a flare.
No. Throw it.
Like down the hallway behind you or, like, into
no,
the...
No, inside, away from the Swan Song, with the direction in which we are running.
Okay, all right. So the doors open. You all begin the mad dash for the Swan Song. Everybody roll initiative. Everyone can take a plus one, like a flat plus one, because of the tactics action.
Is that D20?
D8. We can just click the initiative button.
Whoa. So that's plus dex plus one, right?
Yeah. Plus dex plus one.
Oops. I'm at a 9.
Ho!
Okay, so Higgs.
And that's important because I have, like,
so Higgs, you actually get a 9.
No, I, I have a negative one
just,
to my deck.
You just added it to the...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I actually got a 9.
So 9 for Prosper. Mr. Skirian, also a 9. And I got a 4. Awesome. Okay. Okay, so here's how running and shit works. So you can move an act on each round. You can move up to 20 meters. From where both the groups are, you're about... I don't know, 400 meters from the swan song. If you don't act, you can move 40 meters, so it'll take you 10 turns of just straight running. If you pause, then it's going to take you an extra... It basically just bites off how long.
Wait, 10 turns of running?
Yeah.
But we're in a spot where we can see the ship, and we're looking at robots guarding it.
They're not guarding it. They're just sitting around the place. They're not, like, in a circle around it or anything, but they just, like, turned off. Some of them still have, like, equipment in their...
How long is a turn?
6 seconds.
Wow.
Let's see. So, Skirian, Higgs. Basically, you just tell me how many. If you want to stop and act, you can, but it'll just mean it's more running. If just one person wants to run for the ship, the other people can get cover or whatever. But I mean, so far nothing is like happening in the rooms.
I just use as much cover as I can get, and I'm stealthily walking towards the ship, not just like in the middle, I guess.
Yeah, and that can be your other approach, right? You could just book it for the ship, or you could try and hide and move from like cover to cover.
But like, we'll figure out
what everybody's going to do on their turn. So Prosper, it is your turn. You're the first one, and you and Sakarian. So what are you guys doing?
Yep. So like, I looked at this path, right? So I guess like Sakarian and I are like flashing military hand signals and stuff, and like blocking each other or whatever.
You're flashing them at me. I'm looking at you strangely and stealthily.
Sakarian, do you want to follow this path that we charted through the stuff to try and avoid detection as much as possible?
Yeah,
that's what he's doing. Yeah. So we're gonna just book it as quickly as we can through this. Okay.
So those are two different things, right? If you want to just book it as quick as you can, it's a straight line. But
no, I mean, like, we're moving stealthily.
Through this.
Yeah.
We're moving as fast as we can while being stealthy.
Got it. Okay. So both of you make a stealth check for me.
Nailed. Oh, I'm actually trained in stealth. Oh, shit.
What is this based on?
Plus dex.
Dex? Yeah.
Oh. But I don't have anything in it, so it would be a minus one, but I have plus one in dex, so it's just zero.
Just zero, yeah.
2d6.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. Both down here. All right, so you're both moving slightly above average stealth-wise. Okay, cool. So you don't get to move double your move because you start off by like being stealthy. So as long as you're stealthy, it's going to take you longer. But you start off on your way. So both Sakarian and Prosper. So you enter the sort of warehouse, the like hangar, and end your turns both behind. Now are you traveling together, or are you like going a different route so you can provide cover or anything?
Together-ish, I guess.
Okay, cool. Yep. So you end up behind, some kind of big empty metal crate that probably had ship supplies in it. So you're hiding behind that.
Yeah.
Higgs, what do you want to do?
I would say that, what is the woman's name that's with us again? I forget.
Miss Mesa.
Did you roll initiative for her?
No, she'll just go... I guess I should. Let me figure out where she goes in the order. But she might actually want to do other stuff. Okay, so she's got a 7.
So I would say I am stealthily trying to escort her across the way while also making my own way.
I have a question. Adam, is there any sort of like catwalk or scaffolding that also goes to the ships that maybe
we could... Yeah, there wouldn't be any that goes to the ship directly, but there's definitely like a series of catwalks up above. They're primarily for there's a crane system in the hangar, and the crane runs along various axes, and it's for picking stuff up and putting it down in the top of ships.
All right, all right.
So it's up there. There's a ladder that climbs up to it.
I point to the catwalk to Higgs before he makes his move.
Does it look like it would be a safe route, Adam? Can I make... Is there a check I could make?
Define safe.
We could cover from it, and then I can move the crane over, right above the swan song.
I just point to my stomach, and you just see, like, blood kind of, like, oozing out a little bit. And I'm like, what are you talking about, cover? I can't cover anyone. I gotta go heal. I can't. You gotta
cover. Fucking robots are down on the ground. We could cover from up above and then drop down onto the swan song.
I look over to Miss Mesa. Is that what you said? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "What? You've been in combat before. What do you think of this idea?"
She looks at you kind of confused. She's like, "I'm not sure I understand the plan. We're trying to get to the ship, right?"
Yeah, but Piani here wants to use the ladder and go above. I just kind of wanted to go straight at it and just see how it goes.
If we had somebody up there and ran into trouble, a covering position would be nice.
Well, look.
I'll go.
Okay, good. I didn't want to get up there and get stuck. That's all I wanted.
It's fine. I'll go.
Okay, we'll come back for you. And if all else fails, we'll just shoot the Santhor, so it'll be quick, man. They're not going to torture you.
I'll fucking slide down that crane. Just you watch. I want to make it a goal on my fucking XP sheet.
Slide down the crane onto the swan song.
I don't care if I get one XP.
Yeah. Okay, well, here, let me pop to the scratch pad for you guys. I'll give you an idea of kind of like what the whole thing looks like. So it's more or less like a rectangular room with the swan song sitting kind of like here, and there are entrances here, which is where the north one is where Prosper and Mr. Sicarian came in. Over here is where Miss Mesa and her new friends are coming in. I'm not going to obviously draw out all the boxes and shit, but imagine there's like crates everywhere, and like there's a row of fighters up on a deck here ready to be like dropped out into space to fight stuff. And then above all of it in this like light gray, imagine there's like a grid of lines that are way straighter than the ones I'm drawing. Kind of like a crane game, basically.
Oh, laid okay. out. That's a catwalk.
Yeah, there's a catwalk above it. There's an operating terminal above the crane, and you just move around with the crane and you can like pick up and drop stuff.
Yeah.
The crane is currently sitting idle out here. And there are several of the like drone robot, the big robot guys throughout the whole thing.
So like they're sitting the conveniently.
No, they're not on the catwalk.
Oh,
they're
those
just
are the
on,
ones
they're
that
down
we
on the
saw.
Yeah,
but
they're just
conveniently
like
underneath the catwalk.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean there are more like this is just a loose visual interpretation. There's lots of like lines to the catwalk. You can pretty much get the crane over any part of the
right.
deck.
Right.
Yeah.
You said these are fighter ships?
Yes. Yeah, there are a half dozen of them. They're one man like ship to ship fighters.
Do they what type of weaponry do they have on them?
Make a perception type of a test.
Perception type of a test. What do you want me to make?
Just, I play too many role-playing games, and I can never remember which games have skills for what.
I don't, there perception, is a perception.
Perhaps.
Is it
okay?
What is that based off of?
This will be based on intelligence.
Okay. Seven.
Seven, okay. So you can see they've been refitted. They normally have, like, laser cannons, basically, but the cannons have been removed to make room for more underwing, like, bomb-dropping capability. So these look like bombers with very little defense capability, like, ship-to-ship.
Gotcha. Okay.
And they're all configured with, like, Atmo configuration. So.
Okay. And you said this is the crane that...
Yeah, the orange X is the hanging crane.
And, not correct me, but what type of weapons were these things shooting us?
They don't have any. The ones that you saw had like Gatling lasers, basically like plasma cannons or something for arms. These ones just have manipulator arms, so they might throw stuff at you or like punch you, but they don't appear to have any.
They also launch drones.
The other ones did launch. Yeah, they have in the back. They have like a drone hive that they launch, but you don't know about these ones. These are different configurations.
Gotcha. Okay, my move.
It is indeed.
I want to make my way over here.
You want to run in that direction? Imagine like all the empty space has like other cover and
clutter,
miscellaneous stuff you can hide behind too.
Of course.
Okay. So are you doing the same thing, or are you just like booking it at top
Wait,
speed?
Wait, the X is the swan song.
The red X is the swan
yeah,
song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I'm moving through the. I'm gears of warsing myself through the cover.
That reference.
Okay. Make a stealth roll for that too.
Do I have stealth? Hey, I do. I think this is the first time I ever rolled this. What is stealth based off of Dex?
Yeah.
God damn it.
I'll roll it for Miss Mesa.
Okay. Let's see if she's stealthier.
She got an 8.
Well,
Oh!
Okay, so Higgs, you got a 4.
You want to reroll that, Higgs?
No, I think I'll make
other... Must bend the burrito I had.
You step on a space twig.
All that bourbon.
I'll wait for a different roll.
Okay. So, yeah, Mesa runs along behind you, kind of like checking your corners and stuff. Okay. Cool. Okay. So, yeah, she's just going to take her turn and follow you. Okay. So, once you guys start getting into the room, the robots, like as you expected, they activate and start sweeping the room. So basically, they do this as soon as the doors open. They start to like lift up and move their bodies around, and their like lens system is just doing like a sweep of the room. So they're gonna try and find you, Piani. You're still outside the room, so they won't be able to. Let's make a sensors roll for them. They do. Okay, so. When they spot both groups moving, they activate and start moving towards you.
What? So wait a second. Yeah. We succeed in stealth, but because they succeed in sensor...
You set the difficulty with your stealth roll, and none of you got better than 8.
I accept this mode, Adam.
Okay.
Done well. Continue.
So they start walking across the deck with these like heavy like clang sounds, and they're like... They don't look like they're like aggressively like charging or anything, but they're definitely on investigation mode. Their like activity light turns amber, and they start like moving towards the source of the noise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Piani, what do you want to do? You want to climb
the
ladder?
I guess it wouldn't matter, right? Even if I couldn't lock anything out from this room, if the fucking war mine could just open it up. So yes, I want to go through the catwalk.
Okay. Alrighty. So you run over to the catwalk, and it's got one of those like protected like caged ladders. You look up the ladder. Piani's not afraid of heights, is she?
Of course not.
Okay, the ladder's probably
Don Majid, man. Like it was like that thing was 40 stories high.
She was a street rat.
Yeah.
In a riff.
You ever seen Aladdin?
Yep. Come scoundrel. On.
Just all like right.
That. I don't buy them.
Man, right. He really got so, into that sing-along.
Yeah, the Disney man. It's
you take a hefty bite of your stolen bread and leap onto the Shoot, your scimitar in your teeth.
Fucking tiny monkey just jumps on your shoulder.
Okay, so
that'd be incredible.
It would be.
Do you want to make an athletics? Is athletics a skill?
To climb the ladder?
Make that. No, it's not whether you can climb the ladder. It's how fast you climb the ladder.
Okay. Okay.
God, what happened to the theater of mind? You know what I mean? Like, all these
like,
roles.
Apparently, I use a computer, and I'm just, like, unable to function otherwise.
How does this work?
I've suddenly become that kind of GM now. Yep. Enjoy it.
Yeah. No. It's all good.
You
want to
have a
it's
battle?
It's all good. Let's see how fast.
Bam!
10! I know ladders, motherfucker! I fucking know my ladders!
So you hack the ladder.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you just climb up the ladder, no problem. It only takes you one round of movement to get to the top. You're up on the catwalk. You'd figure you're probably about, like, 20 meters up. It would not behoove you to fall from this distance. You would probably die. Or at least be paralyzed. Hey, and then you'd need that wheelchair you want so bad. So
don't joke about that.
So as you're climbing up, like, you get to the top, and you're, like, breathing heavily, and, like, you're basically, because that guy gave you that shot, right? Like, you should still be unconscious. You're just running on adrenaline shot. Can you make a physical effect save for me?
You're going to fall off the ladder and die.
You're, you're all sweaty. No, there's lots of guardrails. It's fine. You're, like,
it's
sweating
over.
And breathing.
You're going to hit that 0.
You got a little bit of tunnel vision. Yeah, like, mental effect save for me.
Mental effect save is against what? Oh, 12. Okay. So roll 2. And do I get to blind thing
too? It's just 1d20.
Oh, d20, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Wheat Adam's just searching for the success that he can be like, no, you die.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you've been hung over or strung out or whatever before. So managed to, like, I want to say you calm yourself down, but you can't. Like, your heart is just, like, fucking pounding. You're like a jackrabbit, and you're just, like, you're capable of maintaining control of your body, and you can keep going. You don't pass out.
I'm excited since she and Higgs did the dirty in a bathroom a couple of years ago.
Yeah, you missed the secret off-screen threesome they had in the closet. That's why it took 2 hours to get here.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Well, do we want to... Let's take our first break, and then we'll jump in with the rest of Robot Mania after that.
Robot... That sounds great. Fantastic. All right. We'll see you guys here in hour two right after the break. We'll see you guys then.